What is the InnerTalk technology?
You know what it is? It's a kind of subliminal technology. I say kind of because the critics of subliminal say it's the unsubliminal. What it is a dichotically masked delivery of forward and reverse speech simultaneously. And because of the way the brain processes information, we don't have to bury it. So the information is there. If you do channel differentiation on a stereo, pan to the left or pan to the right, you hear it pretty clearly. Normally, if you're listening to it, however, what you hear is maybe the sound of what sounds like somebody talking in the background, but you can't make out what they're saying. What you consciously are registering instead is the sound of ocean waves and maybe some birds or something, or a musical soundtrack. We think of InnerTalk as just, the unsubliminal subliminal, but but it's the program that we designed or the technology that I designed when we initially ran that first study in the Utah State Prison way back in the early 80s in an attempt to lower hostility and aggression and perhaps interrupt the recidivity rate.
Eldon, I want to get your take on this. When you were with me almost a year ago, and we talked about your last work, Mind Programming, but I want to get your take on this movie, Avatar, for a moment, whether you've seen it or not. But some people are reporting headaches, dizziness, nausea, blurred vision, and then there's a report out of Taiwan. Doctors are saying that a 42-year-old man who had a history of high blood pressure died of a stroke because he was overexcited watching the movie. What does a movie like this do to the mind?
Well, there's a whole lot of other symptoms, if you will, besides just what you enumerated, including, mood states, depression,
yeah.
Longing, dreams, images that wake you in the middle of the night. Some of them, the images apparently are those where you're longing to go back to the magic that's in Avatar. I have not seen the film. A friend of mine, a physician, a neurologist, alerted me to some of these symptoms, maybe 10 days, 2 weeks ago, right after the film was released. And, of course, like you, I do my investigation. But what you have to do is you have to actually look at the film. And until you can get a hold of a DVD or some other.
It must be the big screen, though, Eldon. Something, I think, it's so big.
Well, I think there's more than just the 3D going on,
George. Yeah.
I think I've heard there are lots of subliminal messages in it. I've heard also that they're using some 30, 32-frame slide deliveries. Instead of 16 frames per minute,
okay,
we get 32 suddenly. And we know that that causes entrainment. It actually increases arousal, excitement in the body, especially if what we do is we, maybe as Hitchcock did, we use that just as we hit a peak moment or a moment where we want you to respond with excitement. So there's a lot of technology besides 3D. I understand that it isn't just those people that see it in the IMAX theaters where this was really designed to be shown. It's people that see it in other theaters as well. So I would, before I comment on it, I'd really like to just look at it and slow it down frame by frame and see everything that's in it.
Well, I'd love to get your reaction to it. And, and the other thing, too, though, so this poor guy dies of a brain hemorrhage. You have so many people watching these movies. Somebody's going to die of a heart attack, probably not even related to watching the movie. He just has a heart attack and he's in the theater. They're going to say he died because of the movie, aren't they?
Well, yes. If the movie producer is lucky, they're going to say that because
that'll get more people to go.
Absolutely, totally. The excitement right now about Avatar is such that you may as well put a sign on the wall that says, "Don't touch wet paint." Everybody is going to see that movie in some way, shape, or form. I think all of this serves to build the aura around the movie to make the movie more attractive. But with that said, listen, entertainment is about a vicarious experience. And this movie grossed over $1 billion, almost straight out of the chute.
Oh, yeah, and it's not done. It's still going.
Oh, yeah. So, you know that this movie is a appealing to that vicarious experience. And any time that happens, there is an arousal. So, I mean, people have heart attacks, you know, in the middle of Sound of Music, and we certainly wouldn't say that that that's a problem. But you could see just something that's really an exciting movie, and you could have the same problem, you know, a horror story or something of that nature. So I wouldn't want to be too quick to jump in here. What a person wants to know is how much of this is hype, how much of this is designed, you know, to get this movie to get more people to watch this movie, and how much of it is really sound. And I think the best way to do that is, you know, you get a copy of the DVD, you slow it down, you look at it slide by slide, then maybe you sit down in a theater and you see if there is some effect in that theater that you've been unable to determine by looking at it, you know, just film or slide by slide.
In one of your last works, Mind Programming, you know, you looked at all the various ways that either government or entertainment that can create and manipulate our own thoughts and our minds. You know, this could be one of them,
absolutely,
intentionally or otherwise.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's no doubt about it. And there's no doubt that there is not technology, a lot of technology out there that, for all intent and purposes, well, let's take, for example, a brain entrainment applications that our HARP system in Alaska is capable of. What we know there is that we literally, by delivering frequencies that are, for all intent and purposes, it's the same frequency that we have in cell phones, we can entrain the brain. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means I can slow the brainwave activity down to where the brain is operating in alpha or upper theta. Well, what does that mean? Well, it means that the neurochemicals have changed in the body, and I'm now putting mood state chemicals into the system, like our natural opiates, endorphins. Arguably, that's the kind of thing that could lead to, you know, having this zombie kind of marketplace or population.